Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kev Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about documentation problems faced by Zimbabweans living in various countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter MOE frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voendebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about immigration issues.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa claims that the ruling African National Congress has failed in protecting the country's borders from an influx of illegal immigrants. The opposition party says it has an immigration plan that would limit the number of people entering the country, document immigrants, and send home those wishing to return to their places of origin.
In Britain and USA and some Western nations, immigration has taken center stage as millions of Africans and other nationals are fleeing home to seek refuge and greener pastures in developed nations.
Millions of Zimbabweans live in South Africa and other nations, but they are not sure about their stay in those countries as some face deportations after failing to get proper immigration documents.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Chonga, who's your voice?
Ngiyaphila uthi
hayi siyaphila kakhulu sibanjana abantwana
awe yaphila
very good
bayagula sesikhathi
kuya
it's cold now
yeah kunjalo
yeah kuya gudola so baya food there
yeah kunzima
kunzima yes gives nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya vanhu vanogara munyika tiri dzavo isisu kana tichinge tichitaura pachizezuru hanzi unenge uchinzi uri mubva kure usi wemunyika imomo wakabva kure ukauya kunyika kwedu
muntu wokuza
saka tiri kunzwa kuti muSouth Africa mapato maviri ari muSouth Africa anosanganisira Democratic Alliance vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri munyika iyi zvinenge zvisina magwaro anobvumidza zvinge zvigara munyika iyi zvinge zvichiburiswa muSouth Africa. Democratic Alliance iri kutopomera mhosva bato reANC rinotonga muSouth Africa kuti iri kutadza kugadzirisa miganhu kana atingati maborder anzi hakusi secure zviri kuyaita kuti vanhu vange vachingopinda semvura iri kudirwa musefa vanongopinda vachibuda. Bato iri riri kunzi nevakawanda riri kutora matanho ariri kukurudzira kuti ange achigadziriswa senzira yekutsvaga rutsigiro nekuti South Africa iri kutarisirwa kuita sarudzo gore rinouya. Kwoitawo rimwe bato idzva riri kunzi rakakurudzirawo kuti vese vasiri vemunyika iyi vasina magwaro vange vabuda muSouth Africa panopera gore rino. Asi vakawanda vari kubva vafunga zvakamboitika muna 2008 pairwiswa vanhu vasiri vezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Hainzi xenophobia iyeyi inotyisa vanhu vakawanda. Ndo zviri kuitwa mune nyika dzakawanda tinoona kana muno muAmerica chaimo vanenge vasina magwaro vekune dzimwe nyika vari kuita dambudziko rekuti vange vachitambirwa nemuno muAmerica nekune dzimwe nyika. Saka matambudziko ari kutarisana nevana vezimbabwe ari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana gibs
ye kunjalo ke Jonga uyaibeka kuhle ke indaba yetu namhlanje limzwire lapho Jonga sivi uyaibeka namhla ke zuru kandaba esikhuluma ngakho yikuthi ke abantu bezimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe kungazani bathole nzima sivili kakhulu xa sisibona ke kwele South Africa kule bandla lele kuthiwa i-Democratic Alliance siyakhuluma ukuthi ibandla le-ANC African National Congress kungani aliqhubi kuhle nxa lisekhangela ukuvimba emngceleni mazani lithi abantu bagcwala kakhulu kwele South Africa kodwa le-ANC lona lithi hayi akunjalo bazama ukuthi balungise phela ukuthi abantu nxa kuthi uvela kwamanye amazwe ungahlukuluzwa kube njalo siyabona njalo ke i-Democratic Alliance ikhuluma ngokuthi yona ile esingathi zinhlelo ezithize engazethulela uZulu nqa ukuthi ingavotelwa ingene esikhundleni. Lokhu kunje ngokuthi abantu abafisa ukuzibuyelela ekhaya ingabancedisa ukuthi bakwenze khonokho. Lokunye nje ukuthi yeneyo sifuna ngazani kuningi sibili zokandaba. So ke ngelani kuhlelo khona manje ukuze sixoxe ngizokuthatha silomuntu ecingweni ubani.
Ndizozo thina vadi vamavinga vanove gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Vachishanda nesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Vamavinga tinogamuchira iyi muchirongwa chedu.
Kuva muchirongwa nekukurukura nevamwe nevateereri maita basi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe we can start in English, Mr. Mavinga. We understand that two political parties in South Africa are fighting that immigrants who are in that country be deported if they are illegal. And the Democratic Alliance Party is actually saying that the ANC is not doing enough to protect South African borders. And I think many Zimbabweans are now living in fear of what happened in 2008. You live in South Africa. What are you hearing and seeing following these statements from these political parties?
Well, the Democratic Alliance has really put out reckless statements on illegal immigrants, which could fuel xenophobia. And it is on record that there have been vicious cycles of xenophobia in South Africa since 2008, when more than 62 people were killed with no accountability or justice whatsoever. So it is about politics. It's about the elections coming up in 2019 in South Africa and the all-easy tendency to stereotype and scapegoat and put blame on foreign nationals for the failings of the system. It is really a hangover from the colonial period where there was divide and rule, where different groups were divided and there was stereotyping, which then perpetuated the colonial apartheid regime. And we are now seeing these things happening. But unfortunately, it is it presents huge danger to foreign nationals, particularly those with small businesses, tuck shops, in the townships in Soweto, in part of Durban, across the country. And we think that parties like the Democratic Alliance should be responsible and should speak responsibly. But unfortunately, despite our warning as human rights defenders, having seen this trend with the DA mayor for Johannesburg, particularly Herman Mashaba, having repeatedly used this very same sentiment, we see that this is not coming to an end. And we fear that it could result in serious abuses targeting foreign African nationals.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, nifunga wano kuna kumbotsana ngura zvakare nesindebele.
Yes, so ke loba kunjalo Mavinga, we see that you know, at the end of the day, this immigration issue is always taking center stage during times of elections. And we see that maybe in South Africa they are going towards elections, and normally all that fades off soon after the elections. So are they saying this thing genuinely, or is a question of maybe politicking? And if it is politicking, how serious is it?
Absolutely, it is politicking, but also, Gibbs, this is about stereotypes. You know, where it is very easy to blame the other, people who are not like us, to blame them for our shortcomings, for our failings. It's very easy to say, you know, unemployment amongst doctors is because of foreign nationals, when in fact, even if they are not there, the locals would not have the necessary skills to take up those jobs. So what needs to be done, really, and this is kind of xenophobia, is not only within political parties. We see it also in the attitude of, for example, the Home Affairs Department, in the manner in which it treats foreign nationals, it processes their permits or applications for asylum, and all those things, even the policing, is highly xenophobic. If you go, for example, to the biggest station for buses in South Africa, Johannesburg, park station, you see that frequently the police are targeting immigrants there to frisk them and demand small bribes because they are demanding to see passports or what was in the apartheid era, what was called passbooks. So approach elections, as you correctly said, in 2019, we are likely to see an escalation in this kind of warmongering and dangerous talk. And unfortunately, the South African police has not decisively dealt with this problem. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any accountability for the serious abuses that have taken place in the past. Even in this year, in 2018, we have had, you know, waves of violence, xenophobic violence in Soweto, for example, targeting mainly Somali nationals and their tax shops. We have had a shadowy political party group that also marched against foreign nationals. But all this is scapegoating, trying to find an excuse to commit crimes and steal, and not really to deal with the root causes of xenophobia.
Thank you so much, Wamafinga Maita Basaramba Emri Parunare. Gibbs, I understand we now have Ms. Neria Neshamba, a Zimbabwean who is based in the UK. I think she works with the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group. Welcome to our show, Ms. Neshamba.
Thank you. I miss Mashamba.
Mashamba. We are very sorry. Tine urombo. Yes.
Thank you.
Mungataura chiine dambudziko ratiri kunzwa riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe ari munyika dzakasiyana siyana. South Africa mapato maviri anotire Democratic Alliance ne African Basic Movement Party akatobuda pachena kuti vabva kure kana kuti vekune dzimwe nyika vanofanira kunge vachionekwa kunzwa dzosirwa munyika dzavo.
Dambudziko iroro rinorwadza nokuti one. Aisi mosha yavanhu kuti vabude munyika, but because my situations akanga ari munyika ndio aisakisa kuti vanhu tibude tinotsvaka upenyu, peace and quiet kune dzimwe. Some of us, vamwe vacho ma economic refugees, because they could not get a job kumusha, which is worse mudzidzo yaanayo, fundo yaanayo. And it, some of them, and it vakatengesa misha dzimba, vamwe vakatengesa mombe, kana vabereki vavo ipapapo vakango relocate to South Africa or Botswana. Zvino ipapapo kuti munhu akatengesa imba ndiudzeiwo kana chero murimi, achiuya kunana diaspora, achiuya kudiaspora, wozonzi wodzorerwa kumusha, no work permit yavanomupa. How do they think, as another, even if we follow humanitarian, you know, the G, humanitarians, munhu kungobiswa abva kumusha asina chinhu, angotora mari achinga kutoti right, I mean, an economic refugee, I'm going to find work, then I support my people at home. As you know that we believe in extended family, families, Zimbabweans, then ndovakawo musha wangu. Then wosvika kumunyika kuya kuya, haupiwi document, and it haupi, uchashupika ugokwangwaya ugotin uchaiona nhamo yamakandiwa chaiyo. And then wapedza ipapapo wozonzi after 5 years uchineteka uchirara nenzara, uchirara pasi pamabridges, reducing you to the poorest of the poor. Then ungozonzi alright, chidzokera kumusha, just like that. Vakuda kuti vanhu vanonzi apira anangwera here kana kuti chii. Kana nyika yawakatora iyi inonzi chii, yawakatizira, yawakapotera iyoyo, they should at least consider kuti at least ngavape vanhu ma work permits vangoshanda vagone kudzokera kumusha. Vane chinhu, at least vanotenga dzimba kumusha, vanonoita upenyu hutsva, zviri nani than just to put people out as if they committed a crime. No. Thank you so much.
Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. Mashamba, Varuti. And some people are forced to flee their countries because of economic and political hardships. Mm-hmm. And some economic refugees who even sold their properties to find money so that they can go to the diaspora to find work and support their extended families. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, they are failing to get proper documentations in those countries, are forcing them to sleep under bridges and do all those menial jobs. Mm-hmm. And to expect those people to be deported and or just return home without nothing, that is impossible. So I understand we have another caller. Hello, Magadi. Hello.
Hello.
Magadi. Takasimba ndiani?
Ni Mudara Obasanjo.
Mudara Obasanjo, murikufona muri kupi ku Nigeria here?
Ku Kwekwe.
Oh, Obasanjo, tipe zvamuri kuda kuti pakurira tinzwe ukanzwa zvinobva kuna Mudara Gibbs something big.
Yeah.
Wakadimirika ndakashanda muSouth Africa kwangu yakarima.
Mhm.
From 2002 up to 2018.
Yeah.
If you got a Jimmy in Ninica,
your
speaker. So I think up to 2008, the show on white piece of Nana Ramaposo. But he comes to this car, send a right of what in the right of Lakut in the Capita Basaragan and Marcio Como. And the Catanga Tenga Motkar. But that was not contrasted there with 10 minutes for 2004. Ndakatengesa motikari yainenye yaijuti kuti asi ndakazodzokera muSouth Africa manje ndofaita kuti most zvamabhurinzi kavari papark station paipai adzambavha asi wakabva muno muzimbabwe vunomuka havasi kutsvaga basi vakaita papark station paipai apa munoona nhore wakatamirwa narobva kuno kumusha kuno dzambavha dzega dzega dzimounguva hatifaniri kubhureva maSouth Africans. Iyo maZimbabwe isu pachedu kutega isu pachedu. Zakuti akurobhana isu pachedu kuurayana pachedu isu tega. Ukapakuke munhu cheke papark station ipo paya anenge abva kuno kuZimbabwe kuno. Ari kutanga kubatwa nemuZimbabweni tsanga nepfuke apa huru tiri kuda kuti murayiwa. Saka iyo nguva hatifaniri kugireva maSouth Africans. MaZimbabwe ikanyanya nekutsotso kuti papark station chapchapo ipapo pane mapurisa.
Saka mapurisa haasi kutora matanho here ipapo?
Hapuza atari matani, kano sibatwa ni mukabato mkunzi, paya kutenchiri paya. Mapurisa ari papa nezo wano iti.
Saka idambu
zikurimu. Masa African police is jeje, apano zwa ino zwa uroma atreko paya, wate zote umu Zimbabwe ina. Wani yasa kuna dressing yako, complexion yako, mima fambira yako kutu, this is a foreigner, uyumu foreigner. Wana maji. Ndiyo naeza kwato mkunzi, ipa hapo sisi, ndi muZimbabwe ino, wakaita makorekshen ni ma South Africans. Wakaita makorekshen ni ma South Africans, ma tozevuto, ningu watu zoti toni ya munu yuro. Mutara kwaka ndiyo muZimbabwe ino. Kakimbati ya mkunzi. Mutara wama fomu wa sujeto zoti ngu inazo. Asea, jisi wakuku muZimbabwe ino, kia kia. Kadi kuti wama Zimbabwe ino, zani kwa rukuku. Magara kwa mga kare mawae kuno kwa iti tima project kwa mkuno kumusha kuno kwa iti lipo zade kuna 2008 zade kuna na Ramaphosa wana raka pachu pachikiswa wani urupa mbele yo waka ndi
mbele urupa mbele kwa baba paruto
zade chachora bataka mbele za kunika ya uko kuko chine ya kuti muna minika medu katitambure iti li muno mtisungu ita pichana kusikanyika ya naka ita naka chete muno
zisa
nukoda uta ora chete.
Thank you so much, Baba. Saka izvezvi muri muMaku Zimbabwe.
Ndava kuZimbabwe ndokatona pendura yangu for South Africa.
Thank you so much, Mudara Obasanjo. Okay, thank you so much, Gibbs. That was Mr. Obasanjo. He says he worked in South Africa for a long time, from 2002 to 2013. And he blames some of our fellow countrymen and women who he says ply the park station area, robbing mainly Zimbabweans. And he says the police, they just look at them, give a blind eye. They don't do anything. They don't arrest, especially if they know that it's Zimbabwean versus Zimbabwean. And he says they can tell through, from your accent, from your dressing and the way you walk, that you are a foreigner, and that's how they can identify you. But he's urging Zimbabweans who are struggling in South Africa to return home and try to make a living from whatever little they can do in Zimbabwe.
And Jonga, we actually invited the Democratic Alliance to come here for the show. And we initially talked to Kabelo Khobisa. And he has actually sent me an email right now. And then he sent the email via Marshall Fredericks. And here it reads, it says, "Dear Gibbs, we have been in touch with Jackas. Jackas is one of the officials of the Democratic Alliance. Mm-hmm. So you have been in touch with Jackers regarding the interview possibly being turning, and unfortunately Jackers is unable to participate in the debate this evening. I hope this is not too much of an inconvenience. Thank you very much for inviting us to the show. Mm-hmm. So we try to invite them
the
so that they will,
yes,
they will express themselves in this kind of you know, discussion. So again, mbuyele ku mama uMashamba. Lisakhona ecingweni mama. Mashamba ukhona ecingweni yangizwa?
Ye ngizwa baba.
Ye akutsho ke mama ukuthi khona ngapha eBrithani kume njani ngezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingani zibhekane lokuthi zixotshele izwe.
Ya, angithi yabona. Injongo eyakuqala ngifuna ukukhuluma ngeSouth Africa.
Mhm.
Ukukomenta nje.
Ye.
Angithi yabona. Yeah, some of these amalokuzeni ama asylum seekers or refugees because of ukulamba ukungaphiwa lutho ama refugees ukungaphiwa kudla ukungathini and marginalized and castigated anithi bengela lutho yikho kwenza ukuthi they turn into crime. I don't think it's right. Konoko ngoba at least umuntu engayenza itoho nje elokuzeni ukuthanyela kumbe ukuthini because Zimbabwe is a hard worker. And uzaphiwa lawo ku 10 rand for you to have something to eat angitsho. Uthi uyothenga nje ukudla angitsho. Nxa ulala ebridging wazisukela ekhaya wena angitsho uyalala ebhulukeni rather than turn into a crime. I crime, yes, I really don't even want to hear ukuthi kulo Zimbabwe ose intshontsha ukuthi, but at the same time baba ngamasela ngenxa yokuhlupheka. And nxa bengamasela khonapho amapholisa eSouth Africa nxa ekhangela ukuthi, you know, that's xenophobia anicho le abayenzayo ngoba nxa abantu bechaya nalaphana bevulalana amapolisa ebhekile kutshoni. What is the meaning of that?
Kulobunzima.
Kulobunzima. Yet before their independence, to tell the truth, South Africans were having it very good emakhaya kithi. Babephiwa izindlu. Banechata lokuchata besidla nge-fork and knife anisho abemkhonto yesizwe lama-refugees babephiwa izindawo ezinhle. Zimbabwe could do that.
Yes, I was on to Mindala wanting to come and come up again. All what she's saying is that, you know, the South Africans actually got independent through Zimbabweans. I still remember that the ANC was fighting alongside ZAPU. And she's saying, you know, they should actually be grateful for that.
Yeah.
So she ends up by saying that, you know, the refugee problem is exacerbated by lack of protection, social protection programs in some countries like South Africa.
Okay.
So people end up not having anything for eking out a living. So some end up, you know, living under bridges and all those kind of things. But she says if you give Zimbabwe a chance to
they
work, they really work.
Okay,
so,
we
get money.
We have callers there. Here we have callers lined up. Hello, Ndiyani Mutiriro atina ezvino? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Baba. We are still going to be talking. Hello, can you hear us?
Hey, Taura Itinzu. I see Muruta Ura Kure.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Jonga. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I'm not going to be able to do it. Now we are trying to do it. Basanje arikora isina mushoro because chinaitika ndati for example takaita vanhu South Africa veku Zambia veku DRC vanhu Zimbabwe asi kana tabudzana ma issue yekriminality atipende nation yekuenda ma individuals anga para mosha zvinoita achisapota zvingava zvakakotira kudaro kuti hasi zvari kutaura Basanje.
Saka
issue you remember. Hello.
Taura itinzo.
We remember in the 80s, Tanzania land was a one of them, the Emirates, the Ethiopians, the South Africans, the Namibians, and so forth. But Canada Paramoso and Nizavo, Avalia Bulua is a nation, Manuel Bulua is individuals, Varima criminals, very Ethiopian. But when you talk of
Mukoma Sita Martin Dimani. Mukoma John. Ndirofunga kuti zvamuri kutaura zvine zvinoda kungoendera nezvavachitaurwa nava Obasanjo. Obasanjo arikutaura kuti kuoma kwezvinhu kuri kuita kuti vanhu vazhinji vangosvikawo gara muSouth Africa nekuti vanenge vasingakwanisi kuzowana mapepa. Saka vagara muSouth Africa havana nzira dzekuwana nadzo mari kupedzisira wapinda mucrime vachivakurudzira kuti vadzoke kumusha. Ndiri kunzwa ndo zvimwe chete zvamune muri kutaura handisi kuona pamuri kupesana navo. Aiwa, makati hapana mazimbabwenzi ari kupara mhosva anofunga mukoma John muri kukanganisa. Itai kune vamwe vari kupara mhosva nekuti tiri kuverenga mapepa nekuona materevhizheni zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kusungwa muSouth Africa nemunyika dzimwe zviri kupara mhosva. Saka hatifaniri kunge tichivachengetedza kana kuvaprotekta, asi ngatiti vari kungoparawo mhosva sezvinoitwa nevamwe vekune dzimwe nyika even yomuSouth Africa imomo. Aiwa, asi pane panozobvunzwawo kuti unobva kupi utaura kuti kuZimbabwe ndo zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa zviri kuitawo mhosva dzakafanana nezvakati nezvakati. Saka vekuZimbabwe vanenge vakungotsurawo wekumusha kwavo kuti ngatiregei kupinda munyaya dzakadai. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma John, ndinoimba kuti mudhara Obasanjo akateerera pakwekwa apa achinzwa zvamuri kutaura. Thank you so much. Tine mumwe muteereri parunhare, ndiani aripo zvino? Hello? Hello? I thought we have a caller. No, I thought we have a... Okay, before we go to Mr. Mavinga, let me just, translate what Mukoma John said. He was responding to Mudhara Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think Mr. Obasanjo or Mudhara Obasanjo is off track because he should not label criminals by their nationalities,
mm-hmm.
but label them as individuals who have committed crimes and they should face the consequences on their own, not as a nation.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mavinga, I think you've been listening to what people are saying here, and at the end of the day, this immigration issue is very hot in South Africa right now, and is hot maybe a lot in Britain as well. And in USA. So maybe these countries are trying to eradicate immigrants in order to pave the way for their own, you know, citizens. Is that not the case?
Well, it is a very hot case, yes, issue, but which is compounded and complicated when you look at the stereotypes and the false basis of analysis. For
mm-hmm.
example, yes, anyone commits crime, including immigrants and locals, but without a statistical analysis, it would be improper for anyone to then claim that a particular nationality is the one committing crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to the authorities, particularly the South African authorities, to find sustainable solutions to these challenges. Because this is there is no way that... migration will be stopped by unleashing violence by locals. What needs to happen is to find ways of integrating and ensuring that, you know, the economic muscle that is brought by migrants is channeled properly through providing adequate documentation to enable people to work. Look, these boundaries, these borders, Limpopo River, are artificial and colonial borders, they shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So what needs to happen is that South Africa needs to acknowledge that reality and not behave like an enclave that is far removed from the rest of Africa. Because the reality is that we are interconnected, and that will always be the case. So the authorities need to lay out a framework of stepping into the resources and skills that immigrants have. And also, if you look at South Africa, with its economic and political muscle, it needs to help resolve the political and governance challenges in its neighbors, like Zimbabwe, so that you do not have this net inflow of migrants all the time to South Africa. Because I can assure you that if things are resolved politically and economically in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
you'd have millions going back to Zimbabwe and not having to, you know, apply and put pressure on South Africa's doorstep. So these mm-hmm. are the realities that the authorities in South Africa must be filled with, and not this myopic and parochial mindset that says, let us close our borders. It will not work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Gibson. Mm-hmm. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, stand here.
Vamananda, Johannesburg, South Africa. Yebo.
The Taurai Jinswe.
Kutanga nduda kumkwazisa imi. And never repatriated the whole world, including also back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the problem that has resulted DAE to come up with this issue of trying to say foreigners must come out, those who are not registered.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 10 years, migration has been increasing, more especially people coming to South Africa, not only Zimbabweans. I would say Africa as a whole, they've been coming to South Africa. The major problem that I saw, personally myself, I'm talking from my own practical and what I see without being measuring. It's because the system that Home Affairs was doing created many people to come into the country illegally, because they took time to register people as per their arrival. However, I wouldn't like to encourage this issue of coming into the country illegal without being known that where are you coming from and who you are. Partly because you must be known where you are coming from. In the event that you have died, it's easier to identify you.
Mm.
And what created all this problem that Mr. Mavinga is talking now over the issue of xenophobia,
mm-hmm.
it has been created after quite a number of companies, after the people were given the asylums. Many companies started to employ the foreigners, not only Zimbabweans, like I've said before. They started to employ many people. Whereas local here in South Africa, quite a number of people were just working Monday to Friday.
Mm.
Then when it comes to Friday, Isha is, people have to go home. And because you are a foreigner, sometimes your rights are so limited. Regardless that you've got the right, the fundamental rights that you being allocated to you as a person, as a human being. So these are the problems that I saw affecting quite a number of us foreigners in the country, in South Africa. Crime has increased. And partly, like what Mr. Obasanjo from Kwekwe, surely at the park station, it is a pity that, you know, being pointing fingers to your own homeboy, it's very disturbing and worrying. Because those are the people who does all this kind of, all sort of things, crime and crime and crime. Of course, wouldn't like to personalize the things and point the fingers that these are the Zimbabweans, in as much as it would end up creating...
Ngoti idimu mkoma John, mkoma mananda, ngoti idimu, vwesi nemwe mtere la riparunare.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I wanted to say, economical situation may be back home, and maybe I would say general in Africa, it has resulted many people to run away from their home. But I would want to say, including you guys, our technocrats who are paralyzed all over the world, elections were done and gone. Mm. It's high time for us to be positive.
Thank you so much.
Our country.
Thank you, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Regarding Zukuna Mkoma Maninga Varparunare. Hello?
Hello, Magadi Zeni Mkoma Jong.
I want to remind you, Taura Itinzwe.
But I think that's Maninga. What's Maninga?
Oh, it's Maninga.
Manenga.
I want this was so good as the Kunzaka and this machine. I don't know what I say. Manenga.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. South Africa, I want to have a good cook. I think that I have a qualification. No one has a motor. Puno Musa. But I have a Sunday. And food is the food. I'm going to get a motor. Saka nyairi poka mazibabu ni matuweki kushanda cha kutia kwa zine kutu zaka uoma bwezi kata kichizo wajenda South Africa kuna zoka ziru alani cha wanofana kuita ndike kutiti zoka kana tivisa kesi zo zivaru kuza wanofana kufota ya wani muna cha ufota te chinda wano zavaru kutu zaka ipa izozo bati kana mazigara uko uku South Africa kende apu wakuba Nimefunga kuti the former president wakambotaura kuti vanhu avava vari kuenda South Africa vari kuba pakamboita kamutauro tauro kunzire kuma kunyika yakati hanichataura zvangu bhozi ndokuvakonzeresano izvi asi vanga vadaro saka chokwadi chiripo ine mazimbabweni basa zvinji pauri kubuda muno vazhinji kana vari kazi vari kuita kunyotsenisa miviri vamwe vacho imbavha ndochokwadi ichocho
Asika anza hapana nyika isina guva, anza hapana nyika isina guva mkoma. Imo South Africa mune zvamo mune zvizvarwa zvemu South Africa mbavhawo nezvisi zvimwe zvamuri kutaura zvakaipa izvi.
Batika, zviri nanika. Kubira musha mako kwete kuenda kunze kuko. Bhozi isisu hama dzati mutsiya kutambura kuti vamwe vachofira kumajere kwo kuti anouya sei kuno.
Aiwa pakaipa asi munozva mukoma zvinoitika nguva yakanzwa chiyadzwa kwamuka mangoda nyika yese yakamhanyira kuenda kwachiyadzwa saka vanhu vakanzwa kuti kusouth africa kune kuri greener than kuside kwavari vanomhanyira kuenda kusouth africa munzira imomo kunozoita vamwe vanonhongawo zvimwe zvinhu zvavanofunga zvinoshandawo zvichitengeseka ndokurarama kune kuchingoita vanhu
kwe kuna South Africa pacheza huku ya kuno wanga wala utuwe zero pumu wa wala inau isusuka atina chati iwa anto zi watu munu Zimbabwe muna anto tambu zika za chesu saka panongo nzi kuna kutaka mbeta churongo wate kuti kabiwa ane nangu wa rasta muna ane alamole ane dred saka ndoe sikeche nilipe iku wako panongo zibadiwa mu Zimbabwe
aiwa maita basa maita basa mkuma manenga muri kupi mu Zimbabwe
Uwe ndiriguna mtu kumarele ukaroi.
Ukaroi, aiwa maita basa mora zakanaka ukaroi.
Natenda.
Thank you so much. Gibbs Mkoma Manenga is calling from Ukaroi. He says many people who cross into South Africa, many of them do not have qualifications that can enable them to work, say, in a period of 2 years, 5 years, and then come back home with cars. But that is the situation. He says that those who cross into South Africa after a short stint, they return home with cars. And he does not think that if you are a cattle header down there, you can save money to buy a car. But I forgot to ask what type of cars people can bring in. Because you can buy any car.
That's what I
said. Yes.
Kujalo ke chok. What is weird? Mama, unerea mashamba. Uzakone kwen mamu? Neria mashamba uyangizwa mam.
Ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yee, asithi ke lina lilungisa njani udaba lololu olunganihlupha abantu njengoba ukuZimbabwe diaspora focus group libanceda njani abantu.
Libanceda ngokuya khuluma elokhuzeni e-Foreign and Commonwealth elokhuzeni office. we engaged with the Lokuzen, with the Home Office. Sabakela, Sakela, Utela, we were pleading with the Home Office, with I. Sikela, Uti Lipe Avan to Avangelama paper. Uti Lokuzen in permission to work. So about 5 years, Uti Bebele Mali, so Uti Bebele Kaya will be retaining Miziabo. Mulo kuthi bebuyele nje bengabantu abahawulayo izihula ezingelanga ngisho anything to show that they were in the diaspora. Yeah, that was all that we appealed. Although, lapha sibili kulengani, kulabanye abantshontshayo. Abanye abanamaphepha sibili kodwa bayantshontsha. Akutholakala ukuthi kumbe ulamaphepha kumbe kalamaphepha. Isela lavela lilisela. Yeah. So local vele I as you can get, we look at a person in humanitarian lokuzeni. Lokuzeni content ukuthi ekhaya yes akula msebenzi, akula lutho and everything. Uhulumende uyazama Rome was built in a day. Basalungisa labo ukuthi bebone ukuthi bazahambisa njani izinto. And then ukuthi abantu bebuyele lehambe futhi enqondini yona le okuthi kabasebenzi beyobona lokuzeni beyobona facing all those problems and problems hitting problems awulungana. So we have appealed to Home Office ukuthi kababaphi give them the permission to work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I think there is a caller, but before I go to the caller, there's one of our viewers, Zet Dube. He says, South Africa needs Zimbabwe more than Zimbabwe needs South Africa. South Africa economy is balanced by Zimbabwe, yet the Zimbabwe government / organizations do not negotiate for a better life for its people. That's what Zet Dube wrote on our Studio 7 Live Talker Facebook page. Tonzwa muteereri ndiani ari pano nhare? Hello? Yes, makadi.
Kwara mukoma jonga makati be.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu kuri sei kwamuri?
Ah, kwandiri kunare mukutara mukoma Alois ari mupretoria.
Mupretoria, mukoma Alois kana muine radio yakavhurwa mboidzikisa mbichana, rusha racho ruri kubva radzoka kuno. Vamango tipa pfungwa dzenyu kuti zvii zvamungataura ndimuriko kuSouth Africa tudze zvakamira sei?
kuSouth Africa mukoma jonga pakanaka. Asi dambudziko riripo ndirekuti overpopulation in South Africa. Nokuda kwendamo.
Namo.
Sina chimiro. Hazichina chimiro zvachose zviri nani kuona kumazambezi and Malawi vanhu vashoma stereji saka tazvari muchiona vasinganzi havasi kuba kana kuti vari kuba but maZimbabwe zvitawandisa.
Saka chii chamungakurudzira kuti chiitwe nokuti pane mumwe anyora paFacebook page yedu apa ari kutaura kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe yaziva kukosha kwakaita vanhu vayo vari muSouth Africa nezvavari kubatsira munyadzo upfumi muSouth Africa yaitawo kuti vange vachibatwa zvakanaka. Imi munotiwo
izvozvo ndizvo chaizvo chaizvo mukoma tsonga nokuti mararamiro atiri kuita muno muSouth Africa munomo haasiriwo zvachose nokuti kuti uvate kudzikwarira wakuvata unovata wakabatira ura maoko nokuti anytime mbavha inopinda saka the home is the best. Kana government inge yagadzisa zvino vanhu vakapikira kumusha anosevenza kumusha vari kusevenza achinoona dhora iroro mari iripo everything is fine apa achakaipa.
Aiwa maita regaitinzwe vamavhinga kuti vanokupindurai kuti chiva mavhinga muri kuzva zvekutaurwa.
Halo?
Vamavhinga ndaanchiti vamavhinga vakupindurei kana kuwedzera nokuti vanobva vangobatanidza nemubvunzo wabvunzwa nemumwanyira paFacebook page yedu ari kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe nemamwe masangano anorwirawo kodzero dzevanhu vakwanisa kuti vanga vachikurukura nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvibatwewo zvakanaka. Hallo. Vamavhinga.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Taurai tinzwe. Ngoti dimu munoti
Zviro kwazvo zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti itsu sesanganira Human Rights Watch nevamwe takatombokumbira nevamwe vanoita zvakaita South Africa Exiles Forum kuhurumende yeSouth Africa. Pane chirongwa chiripo chinonzi Special Exemption Permit chakapuwa maZimbabweans. Chakauya nekuti vanhu vakanga vakumbira hurumende yeZimbabwe ikapindirawo, asi chakakosha chikuru ndechekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe igadzirisewo kwayo kumhisa kuti vana vadzokere vasangoramba vachiritaira vachipembera nemasango. Ndo zvakakosha izvozvo. Asiwo tiri kuno South Africa tinokumbirisa kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa irambe ichirangarira kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vhudzi ine marose, tiri vanhu vatema, tose ngatibatanei sevanhu kwete kubatana senhapwa kana kubatana senheserukweruoko.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Rambai muri parunare. Understand Gibbs, Tana, Amai, Magdalene Moyo.
Yes.
You can welcome her.
Yes, Magdalene Moyo, how are you?
How are you?
Very fine. We are told that you are an asylum seeker in Britain, and there are certain things that have been happening around you. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, I'm an asylum seeker. Mm-hmm. I came from Zimbabwe in 2016. Because I was running away from home as a lesbian woman, since it's not allowed, so I came to seek asylum in the United Kingdom.
And what happened?
It's not easy. It's not an easy process. It's very difficult, to be honest, because the process is long, exhausting, and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I got here, I went for my interview. I went to court. When I went for my interview, they didn't believe I was a lesbian woman. So I had to run around, find evidence, this and that, whatever they were asking for. And then they later on accepted when I went to court that I was a lesbian woman, but they said, according to the law of Zimbabwe, it is illegal to be a gay man and it's legal to be a lesbian woman, of which is not true. It is true according to law, but the community as a whole, they don't accept any LGBT person, whether you are a woman or man. It's totally unacceptable.
So what was the outcome of your case?
My outcome of the case was that I was refused. I was refused. They told me that in Zimbabwe you can live freely as a lesbian woman because that's what the law is saying.
Mm-hmm. And so then you appealed against that?
And then I appealed against that, and then I was told that they're doing everything according to law. I was kicked out of the accommodation that I was given. So I've been living as a homeless person for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm. Ever since the government changed in Zimbabwe, have you tried to go back home and see if you can be persecuted for your sexual orientation?
That one is not it's not an option. I'm not even dreaming about it. I would rather be killed by cold in this country instead of what is happening in Zimbabwe. And after the election, things they just got worse. One, I am a lesbian woman. Two, I am an activist. In Zimbabwe, you are not allowed to demonstrate or to have a freedom of speech. And as for us, young women, young people, we can't keep quiet when things are going wrong. Things are going wrong. People are being killed like flies in Zimbabwe. The same people that are supposed to protect people, they are the ones who are killing people, you know. So we can't keep quiet. And after living in the United Kingdom, where I know I've got the right to voice out my feelings and to say whatever that is wrong, I don't think when I get home I'll be quiet. I'll be the first one to be killed.
Yeah,
because we can't keep quiet. We can't keep quiet. Things are going wrong every day, especially after the elections. It's even worse.
Yeah, ngasa sikhuluma ngesindebele lapha ke akutshela uZulu ukuthi inkinga yakho ime ngaphi khona mama.
Okay, ukuapplyela iasylum iprocess enzima kakhulu. Asho process elula. Asikho ukuthi mawubuye eZimbabwe ufika lapha ufike uthole asylum uhlale kahle. Kunzima. kodwa ngenxa yendaba yokuthi ekhaya uyabushiswe yisimo and isimo sangkhona singajintshi sisiba wese ngesinye isikhathi siyabubekezelela ubunzima bakhona ngoba nxa ufika lapho batshela ukuthi hayi mina ngithandana lamanye amantombazana and ngikhule nginje and ngikhule ngifihla but ngithe sengikhulile ama-feelings lawo esengikhulela imizwa isingikhulela ukuthi angikwanisi ukufihla ngoba ma usethandweni usethandweni awukwazi ukukufihla khona lokho and then uthole i-community ezimbabwe ithi thina we are Christians we don't accept this we don't want this you can go and do your dirty thing out of this country not here kuba nzima and then ma ufika kuleli lizwe u-apply asylum lakhona kuba lama-questions bafuna ukwazi ukuthi wazi kanjani ukuthi wena uthandana lamanye amantombazana wazi kanjani ukuthi le nto othi uyiyo uyiyo and ngiyeva kobunzima obukhulu esengidlule kubo ukuthi ngibabonise ukuthi hayi yikho lokhu engiyikho khona and ngitho ngoba imizwa yami inje ngizona labantu abangomama nokuthi nokuthi bese bekutshela ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe ma umfazi uthandana nomunye umfazi ngomthetho obhale phansi i-constitutional law kuvumelekile akuvumelekanga ebantwini abesilisa
kodwa
abesilisa bangafika lapha bona bayagrantwa but abangamantombazana kuthiwa umthetho uthi
ye kodwa-ke khonapho bekuncitsha khonokho-ke bagcina besithini bathi evidence okumele uyikhiphe yiphi
yazi bhudi kubuhlungu ma ngifuna ukukutshela iqiniso ukuthi 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 i-evidence yakhona uze uyithole ukuthi yebo ngiyikho ngoba nanku ngama-feelings lawayana ngithi akulabo ufakazi and lapho engikhona mina ngisebenza lamanye amantombazana labuya kwamanye amazwe wokuthi ngesinye isikhathi beze bezifake kwamanye ama-relationship bethandane lamanye amantombazana bangazimiselanga bahlukumezeke ba-abuse kuma-relationship angikhona but ngoba wena ufuna ubufakazi bokuthi ubonakale ukuthi uthandana labanye amantombazana ukubekezelele
Yes,
before she leaves, we can give Mr. Mavinga, he's a human rights lawyer.
Right. Yeah.
We can give him an opportunity to chip in there. Mr. Mavinga, so you heard from Ms. Magdalene Moyo.
Yes, thanks. Ngingathi lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu lathi human rights watch sika mncedisa lo use-Britain ngicela ukuthi limnikeze iy'nombolo zami le-email yami ukuthi simncedise ukuthi ahlale kahle e-UK we can assist as human rights lawyers this is really a distressing issue that needs intervention to support, so specifically, we would be happy to give support and referral for this particular case. So I'm happy if you could share my details off the air for us to assist. Thank you.
But what about the situation in Zimbabwe? Is it as bad as she's describing?
Well, absolutely. And the issue of asylum and seeking refugee status is that it is really up to the individual. If an individual is out of their country of origin and nationality and is afraid and fears for their life to return to their country of nationality, then the country where they are should give them surrogate support. So what is then required is to look at whether or not that fear is well-founded. And particularly when you look at the attacks on the LGBT community in Zimbabwe, certainly that is a well-founded fear. If you look at the general patterns, remember recently there was the teacher at St. John's who came out as gay, and there was such a backlash and threat of death that he had to resign from his post. So that kind of case, it means that that would be really a deserving case for asylum or refugee status. So these are the challenges that we face, and certainly Zimbabwe has not reformed to a point where there is or there are guarantees of security in terms of individuals being within the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you. We have another caller. Yes. Diana Arbarunare. Hello.
Hello, Mugabe.
Takasimba, Diana Arbarunare. Wago Gode, Magadiku. Aiwa, kuno kuri right. Nasi muri kupi Wago Gode.
South Africa.
South Africa, I am Kana, do you tell right things? Basa Skuruva, Gogode, Egypt, Mr. Gogode, calling from South Africa, is condemning any form of stealing, robbery, even stealing elections. Yes. And he's saying we should not sanitize the Zimbabweans who are into that activity. That, he's condemning that.
All those kind of
things. Yes,
deals.
I think our time is.
Let's just go to Neria Mashamba, just briefly. Your last word, madam. Nadia, yes, your last word on this issue.
Yeah, of course. I sympathize with this young girl that is talking about the refusal to be given. And anyway, I'm happy that she got this human rights lawyer who can help her. Honestly, yeah, it's a gender issue. Because they could, if they can allow men, gay men, to be given refugee status, why can't they do that to women? That's one very funny thing.
And in such cases, what evidence do they want in such cases?
Like, I've never encountered this kind of case. But I hear that they want ama evidence. Are you gay or lesbian? You have to bring a partner or name a partner, which is impossible because you would have run away and left the partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe in Zimbabwe you are castigated because what they say no. And now who's around Chidaru? Anguzalana o yinto enje. Suga hamba, you are tapu. And then utati partner yakona. Uhambe layo uwe layo ngapha. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So the abuse ya yona le it's ibuhlungu abuse eyenzakalayo lapha kuma refugees. Yes, you have to prove beyond doubt. Reasonable doubt.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Neria Neshamba. Mashamba. Neshamba, I think, was my friend at primary school. We used to play together soccer.
Yes.
He was a very good defender, but he scored an all goal. So we thank Mr. Tewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, Miss Neria Mashamba, and Miss Makatalin Moyo, who actually joined us tonight on this show. We hope we are going to meet you again next time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And we also like to thank all the callers who managed to get through to our program. Nasa Atine Vatereru Wakawanda, Ngazulambe Shokadaro, Mchitigira Studio 7. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, Tubatana, Mune Shumwe Shurungwa to Studio 7.